Well, folks, the Missouri legislature is on spring break, and that spring break is wrapping up. Lawmakers will return to the Missouri Capitol on Monday, March the 22nd. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for a few moments here, we appreciate his time, especially during the break on this busy Friday, is our President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate, Dave Schott. Senator, thanks for your time. What can you tell us about next week specifically? Anything you expect to see that happens on the Senate floor?
Well, I think, Brian, obviously we had a big week before we left on spring break, got some things off the table that were big issue items. The Wayfair tax, the motor fuel tax sent over to the House, and so a lot of things were cleared. I think we'll have a conversation starting next week, probably going back to some education reform issues. We referred some House bills into committee, and so obviously there'll be those things will continue on, and obviously we'll be waiting on the House to send us the budget over, so a lot to happen in the next 8 weeks.
I know it'll get very busy. The governor did announce, as you know, a couple of appointments to the UM Board of Curators. He announced those last night. Do those go before your committee next week? How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, when we get back, I spoke with the governor's folks this week and obviously was aware of the appointees that were announced. And so we'll start the process when we get in. They'll come before the gubernatorial appointment committee. It probably won't be next week. But once we get back there, we'll get those scheduled, and I think there'll be some more of those appointments be coming soon to us, and so we'll work through those as quickly as we can, and so we'll see what that brings.
Two very quick questions, and we'll let you go. I did speak to your colleague via text this week, Caleb Rowden. He thinks PDMP will be coming up not this week, but in the next couple of weeks after they return from spring break. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I do. I think that's something, Brian, I've carried in the past, and so I look forward to having that conversation. Obviously, it's something that Senator Rader is very passionate about. When she was in the House, I carried that legislation myself, tried to find a resolution for that. So I look forward to getting that to the Senate floor and hopefully getting that thing sent over to the other chamber as well.
And that's my final question on that, the PDMP, just in general. But I remember talking to you in your office a couple of years ago. Both bills passed, both chambers passed it, but it was not the same version, and it came so close, it's come so close so many times, and yet has never gotten across the finish line. And I remember, Senator, you told me, this is my final question, you looked at me in the eye in your office, and you said, Brian, at the time, you said, yeah, I've got 3 years left before I leave, I will get this bill passed. Do you still think you'll get it passed, Senator?
Absolutely. I think it's, again, I think that we made some changes, obviously, at the time. We were not able to get it across the finish line, but I think I'm as optimistic as ever that that will occur before I leave the Missouri Senate. I think we're going to see that that be in effect.
I know you're busy. Senator, on this Friday, anything you'd like to add, feel free.
No, I think that's pretty much it. I think we'll get back in the swing of things next week, and hopefully there'll be more to come.